This is the Sakar Murli of the 3rd of March, 2025. Essence, sweet children, keep this unlimited drama constantly in your consciousness and you will have limitless happiness. It is the good effort makers, the very special children, who are worshipped the most. Question. Which consciousness liberates you from all types of sorrow of this world? What is the way to remain cheerful? Answer. Remain constantly aware that you are now going to a future new world. Maintain the happiness of the future, and you will forget all your sorrow. In this world of obstacles, there will be obstacles, but when you remain aware that you will only be in this world for a few more days, you will remain cheerful. Song. Awaken, O brides, awaken. The new day is about to dawn. Om Shanti. This song is very good. When you listen to this song, the secrets of all your 84 births from the very beginning come into your intellect. It has been explained to you, children, that when you come down here from up above, you don't come down via the subtle region. However, you do now have to return there via the subtle region. It is only at this time that Baba shows you the subtle region. These aspects of this knowledge are not known in the golden and silver ages, nor are there any of these pictures there. There are many pictures on the path of devotion. The deities, etc., are worshipped a great deal. Durga, Kali, and Saraswati are in fact all one, but she has been given many different names. The good effort makers, the very special ones, will be worshipped the most. You know that from being worthy of worship, you became worshippers and began to worship Baba and yourselves. This one, Brahma Baba, used to worship Narayan. This is a wonderful play. Just as there is happiness on seeing a play, so this too is an unlimited play. No one knows about it. All the secrets of this drama are now in your intellects. There is so much sorrow in this world. You know that you only have to stay here for a few more days and that you will then go to that new world. When you maintain the happiness of the future, the sorrow of the present disappears. Many write, Baba, there are so many obstacles and we experience a loss. The Father says, no matter what obstacles come in front of you, whether you are a millionaire today and you go bankrupt tomorrow, you still have to stay in the happiness of the future. This is Ravan's devilish world. While you are walking and moving around, one or another obstacle will come. Very few days remain for this world. We will then go to that world of limitless happiness. Baba says, yesterday we were ugly. We were village urchins. The Father is now giving us this knowledge and making us beautiful. You know that the Father is the seed, the truth, and the living being. He is called the Supreme Soul. He resides in the highest abode of all. he doesn't enter the cycle of rebirth. All of us enter the cycle of rebirth, whereas he stays in reserve. He has to come at the end of the cycle and grant everyone salvation. For birth after birth, on the path of devotion, you have been singing, "Baba, when you come, we will belong to you." Mine is only one Baba and none other. We will only go with Baba. This is a world of sorrow. Bharat is so poor. The father says, "I made Bharat so wealthy, and Ravan then made it into hell. You children are now sitting directly in front of the father. Many live at home with their families. Not everyone can sit here. Stay at home with your families. You may wear coloured clothes. Who says that you have to wear white clothes? Baba has never told anyone this. It is because you do not like coloured clothes that you wear white. Although whilst living here you wear white clothes, those who wear coloured clothes can still benefit many in that dress." The women try to explain to their husbands. God speaks, "Become pure." It is because the deities were pure that people bow down to the idols of them. It is very good to become pure. You know that it is now the end of the world. What will you do with all that money? There is so much robbery. There is so much bribery. The saying, "Some people's wealth will remain buried and some people's wealth will be stolen, but only the wealth of those who use it in the name of God will be used in a worthwhile way," applies to this time. God is now present in front of you. Sensible children give everything in the name of God and use it in a worthwhile way. Human beings donate to impure human beings. Here, donations from pure charitable souls are accepted. You have no connection with anyone except Brahmins. You are pure charitable souls. You only carry out pure charitable acts. Only you stay in these buildings that have been built. There is no question of sin. Whatever money you have, you spend that on making Bharat into heaven. Some of you even go without food and say, "Baba, lay one brick of this building in my name, so that I can receive a palace in return." Such children are very sensible. You receive gold in return for stones. Very little time remains. You do so much service. Fairs and exhibitions continue to increase. You daughters simply have to become more clever. Some of you do not belong to the Unlimited Father. You won't let go of your attachment. The Father says, "I sent you to heaven. I am now making you ready to go to heaven again. If you follow Srimat, you claim a high status. No one else can say these things." The whole world cycle, as well as the incorporeal world, the subtle world, and corporeal world, is in your intellects. The Father says, "Children become spinners of the discus of self-realization and continue to explain to others. Just look what kind of business this is. You yourselves become wealthy masters of heaven, and so you also have to make others the same. The only thing that should remain in your intellects is how you can show the path to others. According to the drama, whatever has passed was in the drama. We observe whatever happens, second by second, as detached observers. The Father gives you children visions through divine drishti. As you make progress, you will have many visions. People will be crying out in distress, whereas you will be applauding in happiness. We are changing from human beings into deities, and so a new world is definitely needed for us. Destruction is fixed for this. This is a good thing. Although people believe that they should not fight amongst themselves and that there should be peace, all of that fighting is fixed in the drama. The two monkeys fight with each other, and the third one takes the butter from between them. Therefore, the Father now says, "Remember me, the Father, and show everyone this path. Live in simplicity and eat simple food. Sometimes you are given very good hospitality. You say of the treasure store from which you eat, 'Baba, all of this is yours.' The Father says, 'Look after it as trustees. Baba, all of this has been given by you.' On the path of devotion, this was said just for the sake of saying it. Now I am telling you to become trustees. I am now personally in front of you. I become the trustee, and then in return, I make you into trustees too. Whatever you are going to do, first ask." Baba continues to give advice about everything. "Baba, shall I build a house? Shall I do this?" Baba says, "Yes, you may, but you must not give anything to sinful souls. If your daughter won't follow the path of this knowledge and wants to get married, what can be done?" The Father asks, "Why do you want to become impure? However, if it is not in their fortune, they become impure. There are many different cases. Even though someone stays pure, Maya slaps that soul, who then becomes very bad. Maya is very powerful. When someone goes under the influence of lust, it has to be said that that was destined in the drama. Whatever has happened up to now also happened a cycle ago. It is nothing new. Many create obstacles while we are carrying out this good task. This is nothing new. We definitely have to make Bharat into heaven with our bodies, minds and wealth. We will sacrifice everything to the Father. You children know that you are serving Bharat spiritually according to Srimad. It is in your intellects that you are establishing your kingdom once again." The Father says, "Open a spiritual hospital cum university on 3 square feet of land, through which people can become ever healthy and wealthy. However, No one even gives 3 square feet of land. They say, the Brahma Kumaris will cast a spell on you and make you into brother and sister. This is a very good method that is created for you in the drama. A brother and sister cannot have bad vision for one another. Nowadays, there are so many dirty things in the world. Don't even ask. Just as the Father feels mercy, so you children also have to feel mercy. Just as the Father changes hell into heaven, so you merciful children have to become the Father's helpers. If you have wealth, open a hospital cum university. There is no question of any extra expense in this. Simply keep these pictures there. The locks on the intellects of those who took this knowledge a cycle ago will open. They will continue to come. So many children come from so far away in order to study. Baba has seen that some children leave their village at night and reach their center in the morning. They fill their aprons and return home. Let the apron of none of you be such that everything you hear falls out of it. What status would you claim? You children should have a lot of happiness that the Unlimited Father is teaching you in order to give you your unlimited inheritance. This knowledge is so easy. The Father understands that those with completely stone intellects have to be made into those with divine intellects. Baba has a lot of happiness. It is incognito, and this knowledge is also incognito. Mama and Baba become Lakshmi and Narayan. And so should you become anything less? I too will do service. Therefore have the intoxication of establishing your kingdom with the power of yoga. You are now becoming the masters of heaven. This knowledge will not remain there. This knowledge is for the present time, Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vadarna 1. Become sensible and make everything worthwhile by using it in the name of God. Do not give anything to impure ones. Have no connection with anyone but Brahmins. 2. Make sure there are no holes in the apron of your intellect that would allow this knowledge to fall out. The Unlimited Father is teaching you in order to give you your unlimited inheritance. Stay in this incognito happiness. Become as merciful as the Father. Blessing. May you be constantly happy and victorious and experience contentment through completion and perfection. Those who are full of all treasures are constantly content. Contentment means fullness. Just as the Father is full, so in praise of him, he is called the ocean. In the same way, you children also become master oceans. That is, you become full and constantly continue to dance in happiness. Nothing but happiness can be inside you. Because you yourselves are full, you will not be troubled by anyone. You will experience any type of confusion or obstacle to be a game, and a problem will become a means of entertainment. Because of your intellect having faith, you will be constantly happy and victorious. Slogan: do not be afraid of delicate situations. Learn from them and make yourself mature. Avyakt signal. Adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Those who try to prove that something is true by becoming forceful definitely have something not quite honest merged within them. The language of many children has become such that they say, "I really am speaking the honest truth. I am speaking 100% truth." However, there should be no need to prove the truth. Truth is like the sun, it cannot be hidden. No matter how many screens are put in front of you, your light of truth cannot be hidden. Words and behavior based on decency definitely bring success. Om Shanti. Invaluable elevated versions from Mateshwari. God, in the form of the Guru, teacher and father, gives the inheritance of different relationships. Look, God adopts three forms and gives us the inheritance. He is our father, teacher, and also our guru. With the father, we have the relationship of the father. With the teacher, we have a relationship of the teacher. And with the guru, we have a relationship of the guru. If you divorce the father from yourself, how can you receive the inheritance? It is when you pass and receive a certificate from the teacher that you will have the teacher's support. If you are a faithful and obedient child of the Father and yet do not follow his directions, you will not then create a reward for the future. Neither will you be able to claim complete salvation, nor will you be able to claim the inheritance of purity from the Father. God's promise is, if you make intense effort, I will give you 100-fold benefit. This is not just for the sake of saying it, but you also need to have a deep relationship with him. He gave Arjuna the instruction, kill everyone, constantly remember me alone. God is the all-powerful one, the almighty authority, the one with all powers. So he would definitely fulfill his promise. However, that is only when you children too fulfill your responsibility to him, when you break the yoga of your intellects away from everyone else and connect yourselves to the one God. Only then can you receive your full inheritance from him.